Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day, and thanks for putting up with me with my little raspy voice. It doesn't hurt, just a little bit of a rasp. But I show up, folks, just like you do, small business owners. We got to show up, don't we, every day. Somebody else who shows up, and I'm really proud of what he's done in his career. He's been a great leader for a long time now, is John Sculley. You know him as the former CEO of Pepsi and Apple. Since that time, he's become a great leader in a number of other areas, really making his mark in a number of industries, one of which is healthcare. And I'm going to ask him to take a segment and talk to us about that just in a minute. John Sculley, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Nice to be on the show again.
It's good to have you back as always. John, you've really taken a leadership role in being part of the future of healthcare. And there's a lot of different aspects to healthcare. We can talk about policy, talk about politics, talk about the actual medicine delivery, right? The delivery of healthcare. But your world is technology. Tell us, get the high points for us. Tell us what we can see from a technology standpoint in the, over the next, say, 2 to 5 to 10 years in healthcare.
Well, 13 years ago, I decided I wanted to pick a noble cause that I could spend the rest of my working life on, and I chose healthcare because it's the largest industry in America, and it's not sustainable in its present form.
And it's growing too, right?
Oh yeah, it's $3.5 trillion expected to go to, you know, almost $6 trillion by the mid-2020s. And it's not just about what goes on in Washington; it's about the ways we can bring innovation to an industry that has lagged versus other industries. Every industry, Jim, in the United States has made the pivot from a vertical industry with the institutions at the top of the hierarchy to flat horizontal technologies that enable the customer to be at the focus.
Right.
And healthcare has missed this. And so I've been focusing on how do we get healthcare to catch up with technology.
So what's an example? One of the things that my audience is aware of what you're talking about, because we've talked about what I call the age of the customer here. Whereas you know exactly what a sofa's worth, you know exactly how to buy a car insurance, but most people are illiterate when it comes to healthcare.
Well, as you know, I'm an entrepreneur. I start companies, and I started one with a co-founder, Robbie Eicke, 5 years ago in healthcare, called RX Advance. We're now $10 billion of contracted revenue in 2018. We expect to double that this year to $20 billion of contracted revenue. Just a five-year-old company. And we're focused on the prescription drug industry. We've been able to build one of these horizontal platforms for the prescription drug industry, what's called a PBM, Pharmacy Benefit Manager. And we're able to make the knowledge of what drugs cost totally transparent. We're able to dramatically lower the costs, and it means potentially tens and tens of billions of dollars of savings for consumers in the U.S. healthcare industry. And that's just one example. There are obviously many new companies that are being created, but this happens to be one that I've been involved with for 5 years.
Well, keep going. I mean, I love what you're doing, because a real quick story. I got a colonoscopy the first time. They wanted to charge me $7,000. I told them I was going to pay cash. Over the next 6 weeks, I negotiated it down to $1,500. You know, we need to get more.
Think about this.
Go ahead.
Yeah, think about this, Jim. That the largest industry spending for lobbyists, special interests, is the pharmaceutical industry. They spend $240 $1 million a year on special interest lobbying. The pharmaceutical industry raises their price by 10% on pharmaceutical drugs every year. So they haven't been investing in their own research and development to develop new drugs to make more profit.
Is that because of our governments, of the regulations and that sort of thing, or you think it's greed?
No, it's not about regulations. You may remember when President Trump first took office in the first week, he said, well, I'm going to go in and use the purchasing power of Medicare, and we're going to get the drug prices for prescription drugs equal to what those same companies sell them up in Canada. And a number of Congress men and women said, never happened. And guess what? It hasn't happened. Because the special interests are so powerful.
Well, keep up the good work, John, and we'll get you to come back and give us more reports on how you're doing on flattening out the transparency, folks, of our healthcare system. John Scully is the leader in that area, and I will be right back after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.